With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana U.S. Senator Steve Dayne says he plans to introduce legislation to help settle a long-awaited water rights deal with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. It would quantify the tribes' water rights on and off the reservation and pay $1.9 billion to settle their claims and rehabilitate the Flathead Indian Irrigation Project. State lawmakers approved a water compact in 2015, but it hasn't been ratified by the federal and tribal governments. The proposed legislation has the backing of the tribes, and Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester plans to be a co-sponsor of the bill. Montana residents are facing delays of 2 months or longer to renew their driver's license and get a real ID. The demand and documentation needed for the new real ID compliant licenses will be required to board domestic flights by next October. The delay is due to high demand staffing shortages and documentation glitches. Available appointments at driver's license stations in Bozeman are about 10 weeks out, Helena appointments aren't available for 9 weeks, and the earliest appointments in Billings are 8 weeks from now. A East Helena resident has paid more than $1,000 to the Bureau of Land Management for starting a fire, triggering the evacuation of about 500 homes near Helena this summer. The Independent Record reported Thursday that Joshua Kilsgaard paid the agency in October for two citations issued after the fire burned about 8 square miles of land in July. The Episcopal Church of Montana is ordaining its first woman bishop to lead the statewide diocese. Bishop-elect Martha Stebbins assumes the role tomorrow in a ceremony in Helena. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Reverend Martha Stebbins prayed with clergy in St. Peter's Cathedral in Helena during the first of 3 days of events celebrating and ordaining her as bishop. Stebbins' ordination Saturday marks the first time a woman will hold the position in the more than 150-year history of the Episcopal Church in Montana.
I think it's, in some respects, almost happenstance, and that Montana, I don't think, had a cultural or political barrier to a woman becoming a bishop in a denomination that accepts women as leaders.
Stebbins pointed to Montana's history of electing the first woman to Congress. According to the Montana Diocese, more than half of the Episcopal clergy in the state are women. Bishop-elect Stebbins previously served in an Episcopal church in Wilson, North Carolina. Before receiving her divinity degree in 2005, she earned a doctorate in veterinary bacteriology. Stebbins will become the 10th bishop in the history of Montana's Episcopal Church. She succeeds C. Franklin Bookhart, Jr., who retired earlier this year. Stebbins was elected by the diocese during a July special convention in Bozeman. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
The University of Montana has announced its plan to honor the memory of one of its most loyal and respected alums. Emma Lomason died last Saturday at the age of 107. UM is holding what's being called a celebration of life for Lomason Tuesday, December 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. It'll be held in the University Center Ballroom on campus. Lomason earned a bachelor's degree from UM in 1933 and worked there from 1937 to 1977, retiring as the registrar and associated director of admissions and records. For a decade after retiring, she volunteered as a student advisor. Montana wildlife managers say 91 cases of chronic wasting disease have been found statewide so far this year. The Libby area accounts for nearly half of those detections, and that number is expected to grow with results still rolling in from this year's big game season. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks will soon have a good grasp on where CWD is found throughout the state and the prevalence of the fatal wildlife disease. That data will impact the state's next steps in confronting the disease. If left unchecked, CWD can decimate deer and elk herds. It can also infect moose. According to FWP, most of this year's detections came from white-tailed deer and mule deer, but detections in one elk and moose were both firsts in Montana. Nearly half of the animals found with the disease this year were killed near Libby. FWP spokesperson Greg Lemon says CWD's detection in the area this spring was surprising, but the number of detections coming from Libby's urban deer population isn't.
once we realized that it was in the urban deer population, I think that at that point we knew it was going to be sort of really uncharted territory for us.
CWD spreads quickly through dense deer herds like the one in Libby. Lemon says there have been 6,600 animal samples statewide sent out for testing this year, and most of the results are expected back next week.
With the results from this year, we'll get together internally over the winter and come up with a game plan both for sampling next year and for management.
It's unclear how much Montana will spend on CWD surveillance efforts this year. The Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies estimates that U.S. states collectively will spend $84 million over the next 5 years. There is a bill in Congress that would help pay for less than half of those costs. The Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works held a hearing this week on a separate bill that would set up a national CWD task force. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.